The business news starts with a bridge to nowhere that's still getting somewhere. Last year, a proposed project nicknamed the Bridge to Nowhere became a poster child for what's wrong with congressional earmarks. Those are the money set aside for specific projects in lawmakers' districts. Talk show hosts lampooned this bridge, politicians decried it, watchdog groups hoped it would goad lawmakers into slashing spending on pork. But as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, lawmakers have had a lot of trouble making even this one project go away.
Illinois Republican Congressman Mark Kirk says this was one for the record books, a bridge to link Ketchikan, Alaska, to an island with only 50 people living on it.
It would be just shorter than the Golden Gate Bridge, but it would be taller than the Brooklyn Bridge. And if it was built, the federal taxpayer would subsidize each car trip by $40.
That's throughout the entire life of the bridge. Still, the project wouldn't die. Congress deleted the earmark but gave Alaska the $223 million, which the state of Alaska then decided to spend on the bridge. So Congressman Kirk struck back by adding an amendment blocking federal money for the bridge to the bill that funds federal transportation projects. That bill's nearing passage in the House. Kirk's amendment is still in it. So far, so good, he says.
But then the Senate has to take up this appropriations bill. Alaska has two senators and potentially other allies, and I have long stopped predicting what the Senate will do.
One of Alaska's senators, Ted Stevens, chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. His initial answer to those who wanted to tinker with the funding was unequivocal.
No!
And there's no sign he's changed his mind. Steve Ellis of Taxpayers for Common Sense says this clash illustrates how hard it is to even temper lawmakers' appetite for pork.
They can't stop themselves.
In part because they don't want to rock the boat.
Every member of Congress looks over their shoulder and knows that their earmark could be next.
The Bridge to Nowhere earmark was just one of 6,300 in the transportation bill, quadruple the number in the previous one. The current bill that funds transportation contains 1,500 more. Yesterday, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake tried to delete 12 of the earmarks, including $500,000 for a swimming pool in Banning, California.
If we can say that swimming pools, city-owned swimming pools, are eligible for federal funding, then what isn't eligible for federal funding?
Flake's amendments failed. The authors of the earmarks complained, and Texas Republican Henry Bonilla took Flake to task.
Wise up, I would say to anyone proposing these kind of amendments. Again, it is an attempt to do something over and over again and somehow expecting a different result.
Still, critics of earmarks, including Ron Utt of the Heritage Foundation, believe pressure is building, in part because of unease over the federal budget deficit and mounting evidence that earmarks can fuel corruption.
Behind a lot of these earmarks are certainly campaign contributions from the beneficiaries, and in the case of Randy Cunningham and presumably in others as well, a personal benefit, actual honest-to-God bribes.
And critics of earmarks say they're pleased that, as of now anyway, the federal government won't be funding the infamous Bridge to Nowhere. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.